JB, I can't promise this, but I think we're going to get news here soon.
Waiting.
I'm CDJ, joined by JB here on this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. Tommy, out on assignment. JB, how's it going with this wait?
We're still waiting. We are less than a month from release, and a lot of nothing to talk about this week.
There's always something, but you're right. I think, you know, as we record this on
at least
Sunday
from
night,
EA.
That is a good point. Anything officially, it's been pretty quiet. We record this on Sunday evening, June 15th. As we record this, 21 days from launch of that July 7th date.
It's going to have to get busy, otherwise we're going to be running out of time.
They're condensing the hype into 3 weeks. I'd be interested in what they do with the Mad News as well, if they double up or how they double up. Gameplay, maybe they can with a lot of the shared features, but obviously I don't want the Madden crowd to go through the silence that the college crowd has had. So I have no clue how this is going to work out.
Let's hope there's hype.
I think there will be, but officially not a lot out there as of yet. Before we get into the news that we do have, make sure you check out thegamingtailgate.com. Go to the EA Sports College Bowl 26 Information Central page to keep up with all the news that's come out. I know right now it's things have slowed down, which you wouldn't expect 21 days before release, but that's where we're at. I do expect that to pick up here before too long. We also want to make people aware, CFB, College Football Showdown, our friend Shopmaster, a long time member of the community in both college football, NCAA football, Madden, has put this together. It's a great online resource if you would like to compete online, as well as to track results, see community leaderboards, establish rivals, earn trophies, postseason tournaments, and more. This is, if people are old enough to remember, he also had created the, back in the day, I believe they called it the Game Changer Championship Series, which is very similar to this, where you go and enter your scores, track your scores. It is free to join. If you use our link on this page, which you can find at thegamingtailgate.com, it'll give you a exclusive The Gaming Tailgate Community Trophy right off the bat when you get in there. It's one of those that you can go in there now and join and give feedback, and he's very responsive and very quick to update that site. So I do recommend people, if you compete online or you want to establish a community online, go check that out. JB, a little bit in, potentially is something we could look for here. I had to go back to the past to figure out something maybe we can expect in College Bowl 26. Should we expect a Heisman presentation in the game? And let me walk through why this might be a possibility. Back for College Bowl 25, there was a screenshot that was tagged on the official product website for Road to Glory of the Heisman Trophy in-game. That never appeared in College Bowl 25. Granted, maybe that was just something for marketing sake, but EA typically doesn't do that. Maybe this is something they wanted in 25 and got cut late. And I will say, with 26 Road to Glory having the hat selection, and we've heard that you can pick up a hat you want, you can maybe even bluff out with throwing hats. Maybe EA is going all in with Road to Glory to kind of spice it up. Maybe there will be a Heisman presentation. I don't think I would etch it in stone, but I do think there is a likelihood that it could appear, could happen. And you know this, JB, just because something gets worked on in 1 year and cut late does not mean it's a guarantee to be in the following year. But where do you think this rates in terms of likelihood? It existed at one point in 25. You can see that watermark there. JB, do you think something like this will be in 26?
I think with just them looking to add immersion to Road to Glory with the hat selection, I think it's a very good chance that you could have a Heisman Trophy presentation. I'd love to see like a 1 to 2 minute cutscene, maybe give a rundown of the finalists in the year that they had, just some kind of basic little thing, and then do the ceremony and then do the presentation ceremony. I think that would go to adding a lot to people, especially people who stream Road to Glory, right, and kind of track careers on their social medias and things like that. I think having I think the 2 minute video is probably a stretch, you know, but just a little bit of a presentation still is not bad and would add a lot to the mode for sure.
Especially the guys who like want to share stuff online. I mean, with the way the gaming is, period, with sharing stuff on social media, why not be able to put your player online, get him the Heisman Trophy for bragging rights or to show to your friends or whatever? It is funny, when we put this out there, it took off over 100, almost 100,000 views. So people are pretty excited for this possibility. Again, not a lot. The comments were interesting. I won't go through all of them, but basically a lot of them are, they don't think it'll happen. The people who, you know, 5 or 6 responded, not too positive. You know, one says not happening. One says, if you think we should expect it, it's going to be the opposite. No, the plan is to only give just enough. One says they're too lazy. And one says, no, that'll be the new feature for the College Football 35. I don't know that I would go that far. So I don't know. I I think there's a pretty good chance of it being. I would not etch it in stone, but I, like you said, I think it fits in. And I did see people online, kind of other people who quote tweeted this or responded elsewhere about this, put up a clip of NCAA Football 06. And it very much was kind of like you said, it gave the names of the finalists and their stats for the year, basically really text-based until you got to the end, and then it showed a model of your player picking up the height and receiving the Heisman. I would not be shocked if it's something pretty similar to that,
Yeah.
if it's added to 26.
Yeah, probably something similar. Though I would love my idea of a 1 to 2 minute video of showing the highlights of the season from each player and kind of building the drama of who's going to win it. It'd be kind of cool to see.
And it's one of those things that those single player modes in a lot of sports games, they always start off, I shouldn't say always, but a good number of them start off with a pretty good start. And it sounds like to me that the high school mode is a pretty good start in terms of, you know, playing those moments condensed down to 5 games. You get the hat selection. You know, a lot of single player sports modes start like that. And then you get to the point where you just pad the stats, play the games over and over. Maybe this gives a good conclusion. That's where I think a lot of single player sports games are really lacking. There's no way that really wraps up definitively. Whereas having a Heisman ceremony, especially the first time you get there and don't win it, I think would really invigorate some people to go back and play it again if it's maybe their senior season, go back and start over. That, I think there's a lot of potential with it, you know, having a definitive end and something like that with a Heisman ceremony.
Yeah, definitely. They do, they have already kind of teased that there's going to be a little more to it this year. So hopefully, it does make things a lot more interesting for that mode.
While EA has been silent as a whole, or as maybe their marketing department, one of the developers in Diners definitely has not been. Scott O'Gallagher, he wants to sell some copies. He knows people are out there looking for information, so we have to give him
Yeah.
credit for that. On his Twitter feed over the last maybe week or so, he's given out some nuggets, some answers to the community, especially after that beta came out and it was so unclear what could or could not be shared with beta information. We pulled out some of the best information that Scott has shared on his Twitter replies. One is he mentions in response to dynamic abilities, we're also introducing the all-new Heisman tier. In the blog, I'll break down how abilities connect with other systems on the field. There are some meaningful changes there. I don't know if we want to speculate too much because theoretically in 48 hours we could have all information and our guests look completely silly. But it is interesting that there is a Heisman tier now on these abilities. I don't know why I think this. I never saw any leaks or information from the beta, so I'm not sure that this was in there. If it was, maybe people didn't understand it or know it. My guess, just when I read that Heisman tier, when you have a name like that versus, you know, you could have the, you know, gold, platinum, bronze, whatever, I get the impression that maybe this is not a full tier, that maybe you have to be an elite player to get it, and maybe it's not a permanent boost. It's just a guess on that. JB, what do you think when you hear about this Heisman tier? I'm interested to hear more about this, especially when he says affecting other systems on the field.
I think it's probably going to be a permanent boost, but it's going to be rare. I think it's going to be where we saw quite a bit of pink in some of the higher, even in 4-star recruits, you would see some of the highest tier on some of the abilities there. So I think this is going to be something that's going to be very rare to find. You may not even find it when you're scouting. It may be a development to get to that tier.
That's the way I took it.
And that'd be kind of the cooler thing, other than because if you find it right off the bat, then you're probably going to have an OP guy. But if there's a possibility, there are some of those in those classes. So with and then also, with everything tying together, I think this would be interesting to see if it's truly going to be a rare item. It'll be very interesting to see OG or whoever does the article kind of expand upon that.
This was a good response to Ford Saunders on X. He says, Scott, I don't know if this is a placebo effect, but is the game speed slower compared to 25? Or is it because the players' ratings were low in the game or because it's an old build? And that's interesting because one of the media attendees said that he thought, and several others thought, that when they were down there in Orlando a couple weeks ago, that the game felt a little slower. Scott says, this one's more ratings related. Pursuit is also tighter now, but we kept the explosive speed from last year intact. So I think that's interesting that it. I don't know. We have a definitive answer there in one regard because if it's more ratings related, we don't know how those ratings were in that build or in the beta for that example. We don't know how it's going to compare to retail. But
Yeah.
interesting that Pursuit is now tighter with the explosive speed. I think that's interesting. Pursuit being tighter, what does that do to the gameplay overall? Does it make it feel like when you get a guy to break loose, is it legit? And also, you know, is the defense going to be smarter in terms of you've seen this sometimes. You have a really fast player in your dynasty season last year that sometimes they can just burn past guys, whether it be the abilities or ratings. Be interested to see how that works with, as he mentions, pursuit being tighter. How do you take his comment here? Some of this is vague, and it'll make more sense, obviously, when we see the game or see the blog. So we have to make a little big guess here. How do you take this comment?
Yeah, well, the ratings, I think, well, those probably weren't, the actual rosters. They probably just had low ratings across the board compared to what a regular team would have. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think with it being tighter, I don't know. It's hard to believe because how many times have we said on this show, year after year after year after year, that pursuit is always broken. So I don't. I that's gonna have to be a believe it till I won't believe it till I get it in my hands type of deal.
I'm the same way, and I know, felt like last year, I know they improved it after one of the big updates, but I felt like some of the comments you see from the EA developers, like they kind of made it a punchline, so I never knew how serious they took it. And
Yeah.
because when somebody types something on X or on social media, you don't know if they are being serious, if it was a joke. Like you said, I'm interested to see how they just come retail. Kingpin asked, did quarterback innovations get any extra love for College Bowl 26? And Scott answered, yes, all of the arm slots got similar love. And I believe that's referring to people in the beta had noticed that you could customize a lot about players this year, namely being the throwing animations. And I've seen it a little bit away from off topic here, running back stances, wide receiver stances, pre-snap, just a lot of different options there. So it seems like this in-depth stuff, and he obviously is, Kingpin's basing this, we knew this in Madden 26 is coming. Scott says, yes. College Bowl 26 is getting that. Two things there. I think it's great that they add more animations for realism. So you get all different types of quarterbacks and not all the same. And it's interesting that there's a lot of stuff that we've heard so far in Madden also going to be in college football and vice versa. It feels like they're trying to keep, yeah, they have a central gameplay team, but some years features don't always make it between the two. It feels like they're really trying to make a lot of those features be in both titles.
Yeah, I think it's almost a good goal to have because if Madden got something great and college football didn't, those fans are going to be very upset about that. So,
And vice versa.
yeah. Oh boy, yeah. Multiply that by 10.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be kind of cool to kind of give the a different feel to the game when you take over different teams and play different games. It's not going to feel the same every time. You switch up teams if you're, especially like if you're an online player or just like to do play now, you're going to see a lot of that variety. Dynasty players won't see it until they get to about year to year, but it's pretty cool to see. It's nice to see that kind of just for the variety and make things not look the same year to year or team to team.
I wonder if that'd be something you can see on a recruit by chance, because I obviously we don't know what these throwing animations are. Maybe they're all the same speed, it's just different angles. But
Yeah.
theoretically, if one is a bit slower than the other, it'd be nice to know that when you're recruiting them versus you put the effort in and get them, and the first game you put them in, it's the slowest release you've ever seen on the history of planet Earth, and you're taking extra sacks. So it'd be interesting to see if that's something that is shown on the recruiting page, for example, or if
And
it
does it
needs to be
affect the
seen.
passing? Does it affect their
Right.
passing?
Right.
Do you have to change things up with different arm angles?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I like that they added it, but again, it seems like anytime they announce something, or I shouldn't say announce, anytime they talk about something like this, it always brings up more questions. At Art and Kicks asked him, is there a quarterback evade stick in either game this year? Or are quarterbacks still stuck with a random outcome once a defender is near? Scott says the quarterback right stick moves are back and much improved. I'm not one to use them myself, but if that's your style, you'll have more control and creativity than before. This was a pretty popular community request. I'm interested to see how this plays out. If there are some guys who now will be impossible to sack or tackle in the backfield, or if there's people who can make, can you make any quarterback mobile and elusive with this? Is it just make the high-end guys are going to be more pain in the backside? This is something I would probably use. I like to have a little bit of a mobile quarterback, so I'm excited to see how this works.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I don't use mobile quarterbacks myself much. I tried once this year, didn't like it. I guess just mainly because I guess the option wasn't that good in 25. But
For half a year.
I, yeah, and so I kind of just went back to the pocket passer, traditional pocket passer. So it'll maybe give me a if it's implemented well, it may give me a hope to try it again in 26 with a speed quarterback. But I don't know. Normally I stick with the pocket passer, so it may not affect me as much either.
Interesting to see what moves you can do with it, or if there's something that Can people get too wild in the backfield? Like, if you get nervous, because a lot of times, if do you accidentally hit the wrong stick, and all of a sudden you're juking when you're trying to go forward, or depending what the controls are exactly, I can see where somebody
Would
might
that
get a
cause a
little
fumble?
right. Somebody gets nervous or flustered, and instead of doing a juke move, they're doing spins, or they're doing back steps, or they're doing. It'll be interesting to see when that comes out, how that works. XO's only. They were talking about the passing systems, and he had something that we had mentioned previously. And I know I put this on social media as well. He said, "I don't like how most passes on revamped are catchable," and I could not agree more. And Scott said, "That's fair. Expect that range to be significantly larger this year because apparently on the classic style or whatever name you want to call it, apparently that wasn't an issue. It was very only in revamped, and I noticed that, and I think you probably noticed that. Unless your quarterback's hit or under pressure, and even under pressure, sometimes didn't matter. There was a play on every ball, which I understand the video game side of that. That's fun. That's exciting, but it's not realistic." So I'm excited to see this change come in and see how it works out.
Yeah, it was very interesting just because when you rarely saw a pass that sail over a receiver's head or go low, unless you got hit, then obviously it was bouncing in the dirt right in front of you.
Right.
But yeah, you didn't see too many passes go wide left or right if you're doing slants, things like that. And plus, I mean, you didn't see too many batted balls either. It was either
No.
an interception or a catch.
Yeah.
So I'm
Maybe a
hoping to kind
drop.
of tune. Yeah. Oh yeah, I've had a few drops on my
Yeah.
team, but. Yeah, I wish I hope there's a little more variety there as well, and where you can actually have some wide passes, some more tipped passes. But another thing we didn't see was tips into interceptions either. It was just either a straight catch or a tip to an incompletion. So I don't, and I'm kind of a little baffled that how that wasn't even in the game hardly at all. Have you ever seen a tipped interception this
Yeah,
year?
I a few. Once in a while,
I haven't.
you'll see a ball. I just had one the other night, and I should post this somewhere. It was almost like a volleyball sequence where I don't remember who hit it first, but I think it went off my receiver's hands, and maybe the defender hit it first. Two other defenders batted it, and then another receiver of my team came up and caught it. But I had never
Oh,
seen that
wow.
before until the other night. So you will see like volleyball sequences. There wasn't a lot of pure tip catch. That was pretty rare, at least in my experience. So I agree with what you're saying, but then there are times where you get like a volleyball sequence, like where there's two or three weird lofting tips.
Yeah, I swear I've not seen that in 25 yet.
You're probably too good at passing. See, I'm not, so I get more of that wild stuff. And on this point here, it wasn't in the last week, but I know it was in the, I'd say the last month. I believe Scott put out there, I think it was his feed. If not, he's getting the credit or blame that. Initially said somebody asked him about the drops, and he said there'll be less drops this year. And my initial thought was, well, that's awful because it felt like every play was already already a catch or there was a play on it. But I, at the time, I think we mentioned on the show, and my thought was, I'm kind of biased. Obviously, every time I drop it, it's unrealistic. But then when I'm playing you, for example, or anybody else, and they catch everything, I'm thinking there should be way more drops. There could be some bias, but hearing there are less drops, I think ties in with this because if not every pass is catchable, maybe EA makes up for it on the backside by having less drops. Because I'm sure they don't want a game where a user goes 5 for 30, even if it's
No.
deserved. They probably don't want that experience for the user. So I can
No.
see we're now having maybe a little bit less drops because a lot of the drops were. At least the animations, in my opinion, were kind of frustrating that they weren't drops as in like unreachable drops. They were in hands, fall straight down drops, which, yeah, you get that in real life, but you didn't get the other kinds of drops where, only had one hand on it, drop it, which is what you get a lot of times in real life. This one from Bill's fourth had talked about revamp feeling too easy. He thought it was a little too easy, the amount of freedom to place the ball where he wanted, thought quarterbacks were too accurate. Again, that's all stuff we just said and repeated with. But he also said, in retrospect, it's probably the best mechanic as far as the amount of trajectories and ability to control velocity. In a different tweet, Scott had said that it's the most robust and complete system they've ever had. And here, I think what's noteworthy is hitting yellow and orange, formerly red, on those passing meters will carry a bigger penalty in 26. And there's a spot later on where he mentions that the ratings obviously will play a factor. Because somebody had said that in 25, they're very good with, throwing on yellow. Will that not be the case this year? And Scott basically had said there's still a lot of ratings at play there. That the quarterback could still be have you could still be hitting yellow and completing them, but it sounds like there will be a penalty. Now, I don't know if I'm probably alone on this. Yes, I pay attention to the meter, but I don't live and die by the meter. Are you one that you look at that a lot and are worried when you see the color? I just tend to, if somebody's open, I throw it, and I've got to kind of figure
No.
it out enough to get the angles to get it there.
9 out of 10 of my throws are red anyways, so I'm screwed this year.
I say, depending on what the penalty is, that could be too.
I hit red way too much. I tried like I this last season, I've tried to I've had to, I've done a little better on getting more accurate, but yeah, still most of the times I just always go in the red. And so if that's gonna be the case, I might be going 5 for 30 every game this year.
You better get those mobile quarterbacks figured out.
Yeah, better be running with them.
And let's go back to that Heisman discussion, that Heisman term a minute ago. I thought that was interesting. Pushing Peter, I gotta stress those 3 R's in his name, follower of ours, and he posted this in the Everything EA CFB community post on Twitter. He put a guess on what he thinks the Heisman dynamic abilities are. And I thought this was interesting. This is from the beta. And since EA has not squashed it here, and there are people who now are putting out their entire beta gameplay videos on YouTube, I'm not going to feel bad about letting this one go. He says, here's his guess on what that is. The green player icon could mean a dynamic or Heisman tier ability has been activated. As you see in the last pick, the icons have a red arrow, maybe indicating the ability is cooling down. Let me know what you think. Beta picks. And this is something I wasn't in the beta, so I didn't know or see this, but you can definitely on the running back here for Florida, his icon there looks like it's, green electrified. So
Yeah.
which looks like that's pretty intense. Whatever that means, his guess is as good as mine.
I need to fix that white graphic on the screen
Yeah, I wonder what that white dash is. Yeah, the
there.
first one, then here you see it on one of the defensive linemen has this green electric circle underneath him.
Is it? Well, I was gonna say, is a replacement for being on fire, but if you go back to the last picture, there's a guy on fire to the left, so I guess
Yeah, it
that's
looks
not
like
it.
one of the safeties is on fire. Yeah, I don't, that's like his guess is as good as mine. To me, it kind of reminds me of, well, let's go through, here's the red arrow he was talking about as well. So I know
Yeah.
in like the very first tweet of Scott Snyder where he talked about, talking about these abilities and how they affect systems all across, basically on gameplay. And maybe it's not even related, but obviously being the same player, you would think it might be. I'm just interested to see what that means. But
Is it saying it's f affecting them negatively?
I don't know. I mean, let's look at the timing here. This is fourth quarter, 4:24 to go. There was a change of possession at some point. So this was middle third. That running back was hot. Probably a possession or two difference. I'm guessing they scored no points on that drive when you look at the timing of it. So maybe something happened to cause that to ch go away or drop. I don't know. Do you remember the 08 on PS3? There was some impact. We know you could get players on fire, impact players on
Yeah.
fire, and they had some a unique player indicator on the bottom. I don't remember exactly if that was flames. I do like the effect here that we're seeing on the still picture. I don't know, obviously, in video how that looks. But that's one person's guess on what the Heisman tier and dynamic abilities means. Do you have any thoughts on, or you're just kind of like me, we need to see more, but it is interesting to actually see this now.
Yeah, especially because that there's two guys on that last screen that have red arrows, and so is that negatively affecting them both, or because what is that, the halfback and
One of the
Tight
the
end
tight
there.
end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Because it looked like he was on fire, but then there's a, so then and then if he's not, now there's another guy affected. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. There's a lot we need to learn about that.
Yep. Before we wrap up, there's one thing I kind of thought was kind of noteworthy or interesting. Bordeaux was on with our friends at Crane and Company about 10 days ago. I could not find the exact clip before the show started, but when I watched it, I thought there was one interesting story that he had about College Bowl 25. Bordeaux said that he had found out when he's at the media and preferred creators event, that one of the developers shared that the reason the option got fixed so late this year in 25 was because, according to him, in this clip, he had said that there was a developer who said he could not live or could not let the game 25 end with the option being in the state it was in. So it's one of those, if you don't know, the option, generally speaking, worked fine for several months and then it got broke. And then in one of more recent updates, finally in the last, I believe 2 months ago, time flies, I could be wrong, it got fixed in a patch. So I thought it was interesting that it went months whenever it was in a pretty bad shape. That was one where you'd go to an option pitch and the ball just went at a, 45 degree angle backwards massively when it seemed like that probably shouldn't have happened. So it's interesting that it took, according to Bordeaux, one dev must have pushed it through in terms of saying we got to fix this, guys, and they got it done. So better late than never. But I thought that was a really interesting story that he shared with them.
Yeah, it's good to have someone that want to push that hard for it and make it known that that needs to be fixed. Amazing how there was so much resistance to it before he finally got it pushed through. But it is good to see a dev stick with it and get that able to get updated.
And if you remember, we made the joke here on the show before this that all it took was we need a developer to go. It might have been when the patch came out. We said maybe some developer lost an online dynasty, big online dynasty game because we have an option pitch. That was what
Yeah.
maybe that's what it took for that to happen for them to realize, wow, this is pretty awful. Now we need a developer to get upset about the covered shells not working so we can get that fixed as well. But I have a feeling since we're 20 days from launch, we're gonna have to just wait till the launch 26 for those to get rectified.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, make sure if you like the show, leave us a 5-star review. If you don't like the show, email us podcast@thegamingtailgate.com. We are glad to take any and all feedback. For Tommy and JB, I am CDJ. Everyone, thank you for listening and watching to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.